Ladle Studio. Here's in Shane and the Membrane.
Hello, and welcome to the In Shane and the Membrane podcast. I'm your host, Shane Thompson, and with me as always is the glue that holds the whole thing together, Ken H.
What up?
Ken, I got one thing to say. Wow. 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 I guess one thing to say three different times. That music, that new intro music,
oh yeah,
it's spectacular. It's just, and I tell you what, I'm a little upset about it, to be frank. It's so good, I feel like it's raising expectations for the podcast. Like, now you're going to hear some polished, fantastic, highly entertaining program. I can't live up to that.
You have a point.
And people are going to be so disappointed. It's a bait and switch is what's going on here, is what I think is happening.
Well, what we did, we brought in a professional.
We did.
To be a part of the podcast. And we are clearly not professionals.
No. Well, we don't get paid.
No.
So that, I mean, regardless of our skill level, the fact that we don't get paid means we're not professional. I do want to give out a level two shout out. A level two shout out.
Maybe a double? Could have, like, shout out,
no,
shout out.
I don't know. What would be a level two? What means more than a regular shout out? Just a double? I don't know that saying it twice is level two.
I think that's what we're dealing with, unless he creates something for us.
I'm going to say his name in a very dramatic manner. Is that okay? Is that level two?
Love it. Just
okay,
go
cool.
For it. Yeah.
Okay. So the person that created that new fantastic, spectacular bar way too high music for us was none other than Jeffrey J.
Shout out.
The big one.
I think we need to say his last name because this is a legitimate piece of work into this, and you know, a little advertisement for him.
I understand that, but I haven't run that by him.
We're gonna go out on a limb here.
Okay. Do you want me to just redo it all over again?
Just say his name.
No, I gotta say it. I gotta build it up and do it dramatic. Okay, it's a level two shout out,
hey,
Ken.
Okay, well, dude, start from right here. Go. Okay, hold on. Go.
Jeffrey Johnson.
Shout out.
The younger, taller one with more hair, because there's two in our lives.
Yes.
And he is extremely talented.
Yes.
Right? Like, the bucket theory, once again, going back to that, he's an artist. He's got so much, you know, mm-hmm. chips in that artist bucket, the musical bucket. I've got like two in there, and he's got 2,000.
Yeah,
I don't know where I have him. Where do I have him? You see what I'm saying?
I'm generally not jealous, and I'm maybe not even jealous in this situation. But you know what kind of irks me?
Let's hear it.
He's so good at everything he does.
Yeah,
and it's like no big deal to him.
Yeah,
like it appears like it's no big.
Right.
Oh, I'm just playing the symphony.
Right. Blah, 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 yeah. Blah, exactly. You know? Oh, let me just.
Yeah.
It is very annoying. And on top of it, he's likable, because mm-hmm. I want to hate him, you know, like, oh, that's my,
well, I don't want
to hate
him.
That guy's got so much going for him. But you see what I'm saying? It's like, you're not quite jealous, but
I mean,
he's
not Magnum P.I. in my book, but.
Oh, okay.
But.
Okay.
He's getting pretty close.
Okay. I'm going to really have to think about areas that I have something that he doesn't. I don't know what that is, but
let's have him on the podcast when you get your Claire de Lune figured out.
Okay.
We'll have him critique it.
He, no joke, he was in here one day, and I said, oh, I'm going to start. And he says, oh, you mean this? He starts playing it, like not looking at music or anything.
I know.
And I'm like, get off my piano right now. Get out of here. Out of here. That's sick. That's disgusting, you know? It hurt my feelings
a
little
bit. Well, where are you at in your Claire de Lune?
Not very far.
Is it time for another video?
No, it's not. I need to work, but you're interrupting me all the time, so I can't practice.
So how long do we have before this is finished? December 31st?
That's right.
2022?
Yeah. I got lots of time. I'm a procrastinator, man. That's what I do.
I'm a professional.
I got lots of time. Lots of time. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about that. But seriously,
yes,
Jeffrey Johnson, thank you so much for that. It is fantastic. Mm-hmm. And I just, once again, our podcast just went to the next level.
I think
and
it did.
I don't know. People are going to be disappointed now. They think, oh, this is great, but whatever. It's still mm-hmm. the same people talking about the same stupid stuff. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to fool you with the bait and switch at the beginning, but it is what it is. Okay? There. Have I said that clearly enough, Ken?
Anywho.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to allow it. I'm going to allow it. Now, there's going to be a first in the history of the In Chain and the Membrane podcast. Are you ready for it?
I don't know.
I don't know that you are either. I don't know. I'm gonna walk back something that I said.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I am. I went to see my grandmama.
Shout out.
That's what we call her.
Grandmama.
Grandmama. It's my
housekeeping.
Wife's. It's my wife's grandmother.
Housekeeping.
That's enough. Don't say
housekeeping.
It. Housekeeping. Don't stop.
What movie? Audience, what movie?
Tommy Boy.
Sorry. Let's try it again. Let's rewind.
Okay, I got it.
Housekeeping. What movie?
I have no idea.
Audience, do you have a guess?
Sure. What's your guess, audience?
Okay.
I think you go ahead and say it. Go ahead and say
Tommy
it.
Boy.
No. I'm sorry.
Housekeeping.
No. What you always say. I think it's early enough. We're only 6 minutes in, but go ahead.
No, I'm not going to.
Oh, nope. Wow. Nope. Okay. Okay, fine. Save it.
I'm enjoying it. This is the best episode ever.
I feel like I want to. I feel like I need a button that I can press that makes you say it because I want to hear it sometimes. I want to press it and I want to hear you say it. So later, when I point to you later, and I'm pointing to you very aggressively
right
now.
You're admitting that this is the worst episode ever. Is your idea, and you generally are behind me saying
that. I think when it's a mess, you know, sometimes art can be messy, and maybe that's what we're doing, making art, but it looks like a mess, and I want to hear you say
not the musician, Jeffrey J., but the other
that's right.
Jeffrey J.
Shout out.
He blames that on me.
Oh, he does.
And he gets upset.
I know that, but I think you've addressed that enough.
Okay.
Okay. So here's what I'm going to do, and you're going to be proud of me. Jenny,
shout out.
If you're listening, which you should be, you're going to be proud of me too. I'm not going to double down on something. I'm going to do the opposite. I'm going to walk it back. Okay?
Whoa.
So I went to see my grandma. Like I said, it's not my grandmother. It's my wife's grandmother, but I call her grandmama. I don't. Is that okay? I mean, I'm not going to call her by her first name, right? I don't know. You know,
it's in play.
And then when I tell people, it's like my grandmama, they think, oh, it's my grandmother, but it's not my grandmother,
it's
but
fine.
It is my grandmother.
It's
I don't
fine.
Know. I'm confused. I'm going to call her my grandmother. Okay. Is that okay? She said she listens to the show.
How old is she?
94.
Man, that is impressive.
She's probably our oldest listener.
I mean, I know people in their 70s and 80s that don't know how to access a podcast.
I'm impressed with that too. I'm impressed. Yeah. With that. She's sharp as a tack. Sharp as a tack. She's probably going to outlive me and you, considering how we eat.
Me.
You know, yeah, definitely you. So. But she listens to the show, and I went to see her the other day. We had a very nice visit, and she told me. I said, "Hey," and almost everyone want to ask, "Oh, do you listen to the show?" They said, "Yeah," and I said, "Oh, what do you think of it?" They always. It's something like, oh, I really like it, you know, or it's great or something like that. It's never negative because who's going to say something negative? It's like asking a stranger, oh, what do you think of my hair? They're not going to say, oh, it looks terrible, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or did you comb it? You know, that type. No one's going to say that. They're trying to be nice.
I see some gray roots coming out. You probably need another color job and a little bit of trim from on the front, on the bangs. Yeah, nobody's doing that.
I don't color my hair for the record, but yeah.
I was giving you an opposite example.
I know where you were going, but yes, I understand. So that's what I get. It's mm-hmm. almost always, oh, it's nice, or I like it, or whatever. Some people are enthusiastic
something
about
positive.
It. Shane L.,
shout
one
out.
Of our new listeners, he was very glowing about it. He binged it, and binged listened, not watched. He binged listened, and he was very happy with
it. How many
it.
Episodes did he pull in a row?
I don't know.
You know, there's a three, limit of three, and then you may need some help after that.
Binge Listeners
Shane L.,
Anonymous.
Reach out to us. You can get a hold of us on the social media. If you need some help, In Shane Anonymous.
We
will not disclose your name. We will not tell people
I think
that Shane L. needs help.
I think.
But it sounds like he may need some help.
He might. And we talk about it because we care, Shane. And yes. I think he likes it because he's a Shane. I think all Shanes, I need to get a poll of all the Shanes that listen to it just to see if all the Shanes like it. But I think we're required, if some, another Shane does something like, oh, it's in the, you're in the club, you got to like it. So I think that's probably what it is. Anywho. Most people ask. They give me some kind of remark like that. It's rarely like really genuine feedback. So another day, I'm talking to my grandmama. And
was that on air?
Yeah, it was on air. It's okay. It's you cough. It's real life, Ken. It's
it
okay.
is real life.
I said, hey, you listen to the podcast? She's like, yeah, yeah, I listen to them. I said, what do you think? And she goes, she's like, and then she like looks off, and I'm like, whoa, that is a genuine reaction.
There's no filter at 94.
Zero filter. She's like, I don't have time to filter. Okay. So I'm going to give you my honest. And I said, oh, okay. Okay. I said, do you, what do you just, what do you not like about it in general, or is it a specific episode? She said, no, no,
I know
specific,
where this is going.
Specific, where was it going then? If you think you know where it's going.
No, you keep going. Okay. It needs to come from you.
So she said, it's a specific episode. And I said, what episode? And she's like, I don't really remember exactly, but it was the one before last or something, whatever, right? She's trying to explain to me. And I'm like, oh, I think the North Face, which was supposed to be the North Shore. I just kept messing that up. And I think she was insinuating, yes, that's the one. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow. Let me tell you something. If she has a problem with that episode, because specifically of what I was saying about it, I'm like, okay, no one else has agreed with me on that episode for the record.
Less than gated communities?
Oh, yeah, way less than gated communities.
Wow.
Because I think people are just like, dude, it's a shirt. You know, I think that's what, or it's a jacket or whatever the case yeah. is. You know, even Jason...
Shout out.
Has still not got back with me on that. I'm giving him a negative shout out, Jason H, because you haven't talked to me about that. I don't have a problem. It's a nice jacket, okay? But now we got a problem because you haven't reached out to me about that episode. Anywho.
Maybe he stopped talking to you.
Maybe he did. Maybe he was so upset by that. I don't know. But I, she said, oh, I just didn't like it. And I'm like, okay. And I didn't, she wouldn't really get into it. But I'm like, oh, okay. So then we're talking about the podcast a little more. And I told her, I said, oh, well, you know, Ken is a big part of the podcast and everything. I said, it, and I kept calling it our podcast, like yours and mine, right? Mm-hmm. And she kept saying, but it's your podcast. And I said, no.
Oh, grandmama. Oh, grandmama.
No, I said, no. It's our podcast. Ken is, I was like, Ken is a big part of it. He edits it. Which is huge. He's the sound engineer. He sets up all the equipment. He does everything. Everything. All I do is come in, I sit down, and I talk, and I make him tea. That's my only role on the show. It's really more his show than mine.
The tea is important, though.
It is. It is. Did I get it right today?
Yes.
Oh, good. Good.
I may have a second cup.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, you're going to have to get your second cup yourself. So... she just kept on like, oh, no, it's your show. And I'm like, okay, well, it's our show. I'm trying to give you credit, Ken. I was trying to give you credit. And she finally says, well, he just talks too much.
Oh, grandmama.
No filter. And
this
I said,
hurts.
I said, well, we can agree on that.
Which assisted living center is she in?
I'm not going to give you the name of it. I'm not going to, but it's affiliated with the.
I think I can find out.
University of Southern Nazarene.
Oh, I've been in there. I've got credentials in there. Oh yes.
I don't think they're going to let you in there.
Oh, I could get in.
Oh, I think you're on the. You're blacklisted from getting in there.
Oh no,
it's tight security there, buddy.
I know.
You don't know what her room number is or anything else.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Anyway, she,
grandmama,
her feedback was so genuine. I appreciated it. She's like, nah. So, grandmama, I love you, first of all. And I appreciate the feedback. And I'm going to try to be better and more entertaining. And I'm going to try to keep Ken in line more. So, there.
Okay, grandmama. Next episode, Shane's going to do it all by himself. Set up, recording.
No.
Talking,
no, I'm not. No.
Whole thing.
No. No.
We'll see
no.
how much you enjoy no. that episode,
no.
Grandmama.
No. No.
You know why,
no.
Grandmama, you wouldn't enjoy
no.
it? Because it would never air.
No. My wife's calling me right now.
Take that, Grandmama.
She's calling me because her senses are tingling. She's like, are you talking negative about my grandmama? I'm not. babe, I'm not.
Actually, he's talking positive. I'm the one.
I am.
I'm the one challenging her.
You really are.
I'm challenging her to a what is it? I don't know.
I'm going
to
tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to bring her in here one day, and I'm going to show her what you were doing before editing and all that stuff.
Oh, I like that.
I'm going to show her all that and say, this is what he does.
Would she be a guest?
She might. She might.
Be,
I don't
that
know.
That may be the best episode
Grandmama,
ever.
I'd love to have you on. That will be great. We're going to get her on someday.
At least maybe for a clip.
Yeah, for a clip. Yeah. Well, not a whole episode. Whatever she's comfortable with.
Oh, this would be awesome.
We may have to go there and do it.
Yeah, with our recorder.
Oh, that's right. Our new fancy recorder. I still haven't tested out. I'm sorry.
Okay.
But we'll go there. We'll do it on site. We'll even come to you. All right. I'm going to talk to you later, Grandmama.
Anywho.
About that.
Let's
Anywho.
Move on.
Anywho.
Enough, Grandmama.
So today, now that we're 15 minutes plus in, I want to talk about a few things. I recently, I was given some thought to embarrassing moments in my life.
I've never had any.
I don't believe that.
Yeah, I have.
I've been embarrassed for you several times. You gave several stories on a previous episode about how stupid you were and kind of some of the things that you've done. And I guess if you just are proud of your stupidity.
Yeah, I wasn't embarrassed for those. I have some that are worse.
Oh, good. Okay, good. Oh, I want to hear some more of those.
Oh, yes.
Okay. I have some pretty embarrassing moments. I do. Even at this age of 40, 48, almost 49. Mm-hmm. I got a birthday coming up. I still get embarrassed sometimes. Okay?
Okay.
You saying that never happens to you anymore?
Sure it does.
Okay, good, good. Well, can I tell you a story? Can I start with a story of my most embarrassing moment of my life?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, good, good. All right, Uncle Shane's going to tell y'all a story. Everybody, come on, gather around, gather
Back
around.
Back time with Uncle Shane.
No. Ken... that's why Grandmama doesn't want you talking. Stuff like that right there, okay? Exhibit A. Do you understand? Do you understand? Silence is golden. So, all right. It's story time with Uncle Shane. Sit down. Sit down, kids. Oh, in the front. You want to sit lower. Everybody can see in the back. So, I'm going to time travel. I'm going to go way back in time. All right. Let's go back to 1990. Do you remember year 1990?
I do.
Okay. I was, I'm going to say I was 17. I was a junior in high school. I was very involved in my church back in H-Town. Shout out. And we, every year, and I think most churches do, we have a musical. Now, our church, okay, see, First Nets, I'm going to call it out because I'm proud of it. That's a shout out there. We only do like a kids musical. I guess once you get in fifth grade, you're like beyond musicals or something. Maybe. I don't know.
Probably a wise decision.
The church that you went to, did you have musicals for children older than, like to the youth department? Did they have musicals?
We'll keep it very short.
Okay.
We had them on occasion. I mean, like every two or three years.
Okay.
Maybe something special, but no, nothing consistent.
Were you in some of them?
The older ones, no.
Oh, okay.
No, but they hit before and after I was really in that 9th to 12th
got
grade
it.
Range.
Well, our church only does the 5th grade and younger. And
yes.
They're the cutest. It's great. Okay.
Right.
Even with me without kids in it, I still enjoy it cuz it's cute. I mean,
I just keep my mouth shut here.
You probably should.
Okay.
Wow, I can't believe you're actually going to do that. That's fantastic. Thank you for that. So, I think I was a junior in high school. It was junior or senior. I'm pretty sure it was junior. And we were doing a musical.
Mm-hmm.
Michael W. Smith, Friends. You remember this?
Friends of Friends.
That's exactly
forever.
Right. It was blown up. It was like every church was required to do a Friends musical during that time period because he was just so big. It was just everywhere.
Yeah, he was pretty
right?
big.
So, I can sing. I'm not a good singer, but I can sing. But they didn't ask me to do a solo or anything beforehand. I was like, good, I don't want to solo. So, I was just going to be up on stage with the whole youth department singing, you know, group songs and whatnot. And 2 days, okay, count them. 2 days before we were about to give our big presentation on Sunday morning in big church, one of the kids that had a solo... He backed out. I don't remember exactly what happened.
COVID.
I think he was
COVID.
I don't. Maybe Maybe it was COVID in 1990 before we knew what COVID was. I don't know. Maybe.
I mean, it was could have been like COVID 3.
I think he had
instead of COVID 19, COVID 3.
I think maybe he was like in a baseball playoff game or something that he didn't think he was going to be in, and then he was in it unexpectedly or whatever, and that was more important than, you know, singing Friends at church, whatever. And so they came to me and they said, "Hey, will you sing this solo?" Now, to be clear, it's a solo where I've got like two solo lines within a song.
Is it like?
It's not like a whole song.
Though it's hard to let you go.
Yeah.
In the Father's hands, we know that a life. Yada yada.
Yeah. Exactly right. Exactly right.
I've got the right song.
I don't remember if that song. I think it was that song.
Okay. Yeah. Every youth group had to sing that.
Absolutely.
When somebody left.
Absolutely.
And,
right. Man, so
I'm back there throwing up backstage.
Were you nervous?
No, I didn't like it. I don't like that stuff.
Oh, but you seem like you're a performer. I don't know.
Sometimes I've got some stories.
Okay.
So but that's
later.
That's
later.
That's very high on the cheese meter. Okay.
Cheesy. I understand.
Everybody know that term, cheesy?
We know the term. Thank you. I don't know who would not know that term, but I appreciate the explanation.
Yeah,
that
Mike,
was unnecessary.
Michael W. Smith was counting the cheese. That's for sure, dude. He was taking money to the bank.
Can I finish?
Yes.
You made me bust one of those out. So he backs out. They ask me, Shane, can you fill in for this kid? He backed out. We need somebody to do it. And I'm like, why not? Right? Why not? I wanted to say yes. Anybody asks me stuff, I want to say yes. And I was like, all right, sure. Why not? Okay. It wasn't that difficult. It wasn't long. It was just like two different lines on a song. And so we practiced it a couple times and I got it down and we did it in rehearsal. Everything went great. So Sunday morning comes, okay? That's big time. That's the bright lights of Sunday morning. And our church was pretty big. We probably had like 400 people there. It was a big crowd. Big crowd. A really big show. And we're performing and like the whole youth group's up there on stage. And we were doing this number and we were kind of like lined up like separately on each side of the stage. And we're singing and dancing as much as a Nazarene can. You know, we're not moving our feet. I think that's where it's said in the manual. As long as you don't move your feet, it's okay. So you can swing your hips and wave your hands and clap and snap. Don't move your feet. So we weren't moving our feet.
Don't move your feet.
Good Nazarene kids. So it's like middle of the song, and it's time for me, and I know. And so I go up to the microphone, all right? And the microphone's right in the middle of the stage, right at the front of the stage, right? And the bright lights are on me. And it's coming. I realized like a split second before, okay, I have totally forgotten the words. And they're videoing this, okay, for the record. They're videoing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember to this day, it hurts me a little bit to tell the story. I'm not kidding. It
are you
going to
cry?
Me. I don't think I am. I'm like, I know my cue's coming up, and I'm like 2 or 3 seconds from it, and I realize I forgot the words. I felt like this cold shiver come through my body.
Hmm.
Like my face just must have turned like so white. And I had this look in my eyes of, oh my gosh, I've completely forgotten the words.
Was it COVID?
I'm gonna blame COVID now. Yeah, absolutely. I wish I'd have known then. And I said, hey, I had COVID. What are you going to do? Shut up. Was it COVID? So... Here's the best part. The music's playing and no one else is singing. And the audience knows I'm supposed to be singing here. And I'm kind of like, and I'm going, it's a burn, a burn. I'm trying to do like, you're cold as ice. So terrible. It was so terrible. I think I was getting some of the words right.
Were you singing Foreigner there?
No.
You're as cold as ice.
No.
Okay.
When you're cold as ice. Or something like that. Okay. Something stupid. You know, it was a stupid song, right? And I just mumble my way through it. And it's atrocious. It's atrocious. And I remember focusing on our pastor's wife's face. And her face was just like, oh, bless his heart. You know, that's what she was saying. And I'm like, if someone has a gun, if they would just shoot me right now, that would end this and it would be fantastic. Okay.
That bad.
I wanted to get out of there. And then I had to turn around and I had to walk back to where I was standing in the group. and I had to turn back around and face the audience and just keep on singing. And guess what? I did it. I'm a professional, and I did it. All right. It was just so humiliating. It was so rough. And here's another the secondary worst part of it. So they videoed it, and they had it on VHS. You remember VHSs? You're old enough to remember that.
Oh, yeah.
They busted it out every so often, like at a youth group get-together. Oh, let's play it. Let's fast forward to Shane's part. I would leave the room, and I'm like, that's hurtful. It's not funny to me.
Yeah, it's a 17, 18-year-old boy.
It really wasn't funny.
That could be devastating.
It was not funny, and everybody else thought it was funny. And I'm like, I'm leaving. I'm out of here because I don't want to watch it. I still haven't seen it. I don't know if anyone has a copy of that tape.
Was that the current president of Southern Nazarene University doing that?
No, he wasn't there at the time.
Oh, he's off the hook.
No,
that'd be a controversy.
Jerry S.
Shout out.
Jerry S.
I remember him too.
Okay. Well, here's the funny part. If someone has that tape to this day, okay, our friends, I would love to see it.
So now you want to see it.
I do want to see it. It's because in your mind, you know, you remember it a certain way.
Yeah.
And I just remember it being a total and absolute train wreck. Maybe it wasn't. I'm pretty sure it was. It was. And then after, it's just like, I just had to tell myself over and over, this isn't a big deal, right? Mm-hmm. It's not a big deal. And get over it, Shane. And I'll tell you, that experience, though, helped me in life in that I'm like, well, it doesn't get a whole lot worse than that as far as embarrassing moments go. And sure, you live through it, and you could tell the tell. But it was pretty rough. Mm. It was pretty rough, especially at that young age. You know, if I did it now, I'd be like, whatever. You know, I could probably just play it off.
I don't like public speaking. I mean,
I don't either. I don't either. Yeah.
Some people just do it so naturally.
They do. Yeah,
I've been forced to do stuff, but
it's
not my thing.
No, it is not. So you said that you have some embarrassing moments. You want Uncle Ken to tell a story?
Yeah, we're not going
Uncle
there.
Uncle Ken seems a lot more creepy than Uncle Shane. I'm just going to be for real. I don't know why.
Do you want a specific one? Because
I feel
multiple.
Like people probably had an Uncle Ken that was creepy, and not many people. Shanes are not as many.
Anywho,
so the odds of them having an Uncle Shane that was creepy, pretty slim. Because the odds of them having an Uncle Shane, period. You see what I'm saying?
Well, I think it's Uncle Kenny.
Uncle Kenny?
I don't go by Kenny.
Ken is way creepier, and like I could when I see Ken in my mind, I think of like a creepy older, losing his hair uncle. Yeah. So just so you know, I'm just being real with you.
I agree with you.
Do you have a story you'd like to share?
Is there one you want to hear?
Not necessarily. I do want to hear. I'm going to tell two stories. I want to tell another story me and another story you about, because getting fired from a job can be pretty embarrassing. Right now,
not technically for me.
I have not technically been fired either. Now, people will disagree with me on this. Maybe even you. Will you disagree with me on my firing story?
I don't remember your firing story.
I'm going to tell it, and it's going to refresh your memory.
And then you want me to tell you my?
I do.
Story.
But do you want to tell
brush? I got close to being fired. I was given a choice.
I know that. Stop.
I was given a choice.
Put a pin in it. Don't. You're giving away too much. So, do you want to tell a non-firing, embarrassing story, or just want me to move on? I'm giving you the option here.
I mean, you want the story about me being sick freshman year?
I don't know. Do you want to tell that story?
I mean,
do you
think it doesn't bother me. Doesn't bother me.
No, let's skip it.
Okay.
I just told you my grandmama. I don't know that she'll appreciate that story. Okay.
Well, I mean, it's real life. I'm not saying anything
gross. Just because
something's
real life doesn't mean it's appropriate.
No. Well, I mean, I didn't do anything to anybody.
I know you didn't do anything, but it's pretty lowbrow.
It is lowbrow.
Now, I'm lowbrow, and I think a lot of our listeners are lowbrow, but not grandma. We're going to try to make her happy. I got to turn her around on the show. Do you understand?
I mean, I was embarrassed significantly in our wedding.
What, from crying?
I'm very, even to today, like, and you're on thin ice, even the comments you make now, because I will take the headphones off and I will strike you. me and BWC.
Shout out.
Had a conversation about this on Saturday. I was trying to.
You're embarrassed just because you cried.
I'm trying to grow, okay?
Out? Up? I don't know which way. Which direction are you growing?
Do you want me to hit you just for that?
No. I don't want you to hit me at all. I'm just asking questions.
Me and BWC having a nice dinner.
The two of you?
With our wives.
Oh, okay. That's better.
And I was shedding some light on what makes me tick.
Oh, okay.
And a big part of that, and I asked him, like, you know, what do you think the secret is?
Okay, okay. The secret sauce.
I'm not gonna reveal everything because I have to keep some things hidden.
Oh man. I wish you would.
But it's showing weakness.
Really?
Yes.
Really? Listen, can I tell you something true that's a little cheesy?
Well, do you want to hear the story?
Of the wedding?
Yeah.
You're going to tell it?
I'll tell a piece of it.
I would love to hear it. Absolutely. On air? Oh, my goodness,
so
yes.
I'm going to shut up.
I'm not going to even provide any
commentary. When I got married, I was not nervous at all. Very prepared to do what I set to do. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But at that time, I'm better now. I was horrified of public speaking, being in front of people. Being a school teacher for a year got me over that, but that was after I was married. Mm-hmm. So we're up and it's time to repeat the vows, and I did not get through for richer, for poor, for anything. I mean, technically I could leave Jenny
for multiple
reasons because I never said it.
Maybe that's why, subconsciously.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, I got up there and I realized what I was committing to. Oh my gosh. Have you seen how she acts?
Wow.
But anyway, no, that's some of that's true, some of it's not. I'll let y'all decide.
To be clear.
Yeah. I hit it, the floodgates opened and I could not stop. I mean,
you were overwhelmed emotionally.
Oh yes.
Okay.
100%. I mean, it was like the receiving line afterwards. I'm still and she's like, suck it up. Suck it up.
Get it together.
Get it together. But it just the floodgates opened and they were not stopping for anything.
Okay,
is one time in my life that I will not watch the video.
We have that video.
People who talk to me about it have to seriously. I mean, it's thin ice.
Okay.
It's the one area.
It's similar to my friend's experience, your wedding.
I think mine was worse.
I don't think so. Here's why it wasn't worse, Ken. Can I tell you something?
We probably had 400 people at our wedding. I don't know.
You did not have 400 people.
It was a lot of people.
Wasn't 400.
A lot of people that I know.
No, here's why. No, here's why you should almost use it as a badge of honor, because you were emotional. You were real in that moment. You realized the importance of what you were doing, what you were saying. And Jenny was just being herself and going through the motions because she's so good at that, right? She puts that Jenny mask on. And she's like, I could just get through this.
You're going to get in trouble.
Oh, no. Hey, that's the truth.
There's no fence around
Shane. That's a superpower. That's a superpower. You know, and people, seriously, people, they think that she's cold. And I'm like, it's not that she's cold.
Oh, no.
It's that you can't see the real her because she's not letting you in. She's not letting you see it. But if you see it, you're going to want to be best friends with her.
Sure.
She just doesn't show it to you because she does. She, much like you, she's very guarded.
We're both
and
type
she's
A.
like, I'm going to keep it together, and I'm not going to show everybody that I'm emotional about this.
For the most part, both of us are type A personalities,
yes,
to kind of control things.
Right,
and
right.
So, yeah, I get it.
I thought it was sweet. It was funny and sweet. So there you
go. I mean, it's how many years later? Should I know that?
I don't know. 75? 50?
I think we're
30?
This will be 26 this year.
Wow. Hey, hang on. Watch this.
Yeah.
Good for you. Good for you. So I'm about to hit my 25.
Nice.
I know. Okay. I'm gonna tell my story of when I was not fired, and I'm gonna let you and the listeners be the judge. Okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna present my case, and y'all are gonna be the judge. This was my freshman year of college at the University of Southern Nazarene. I needed a job. And I had no money, you know. My parents, I think they gave me like $200 at the beginning of the school year and like, hey, here you go. I had no money. And so I was like, well, I need a job because I need some money. And I just wanted something part-time. So I went down at the Commons, down on the basement level, and I went down at the little career board.
Oh, I remember it.
That's a joke, first of all. Career board? It shouldn't say career board. It should say jobs that are posted here that no one else will accept. So we're hoping poor college students don't recognize how terrible these jobs are. That's a better title.
Cash off the record jobs.
They're just the worst jobs ever. All right, for the record.
Yeah.
So I go down there, and this job says, like, daycare, you know, babysitter at a daycare or whatever.
I don't like where this is going.
And it was only
story
like,
time with Uncle Shane.
No, that is true.
Working at daycare.
That is true. So I go, and I apply. And it's only like 2 hours every day, and the timing worked out well because it was like from 2 to 4 in the afternoon, Monday through Friday, and my classes were usually over
so
by
you're
that
like
point.
An 18-year-old,
yes,
19-year-old, 18,
yes, that's correct.
Okay,
and it's over at actually St. Charles Borromeo. It's a little Catholic school, church and school over there on 50th mm-hmm. Street, and it was basically an after school. So they had a school there.
Okay.
But kids that, and the school got out at like a 2:30 or something.
Sure,
like that.
And you watch them till the parents
that's
pick
exactly
them up after
right.
work.
And okay. You get until 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock. Mm-hmm. I don't remember the exact times. Doesn't matter. And there was a girl, another college age female that worked there, and she was like the head of it, but she needed help. So I was just her helper, basically. And so I applied and I got the job. I don't even remember if they did a background check on me or anything. They were just like, will you take minimum wage to do this? And I was like, yes. And they're like, okay, great, you're hired. we're gonna leave you alone with these children and then we don't know anything about you. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So, you know, really, this is on them and not on me, to be frank.
I would agree with this.
Okay, thank you.
I would agree 100%.
So
what the freak are they doing hiring a college boy? I mean,
I know.
You know, we're in this world where everything is equal and all this stuff, but I'm like,
I know.
I'm going to call it out. That was a mistake.
I should have told him my tagline, although I didn't know my tagline at that time, but it still was my tagline.
Hiring a 18-year-old boy to come watch children yes. after school. No.
All right.
No.
So I'm doing the job, and it's pretty boring, but the kids are okay, and I play games and different stuff with the kids, and I engage for the most part with the kids, but sometimes it's just they're doing their own thing, and it is boring. All right, it's terrible. All right.
Okay.
And I'm a college kid, so I want to sleep all the time, and yeah, sometimes I got pretty tired. And but so the other girl that was there that was the main helper, the main sitter, if you will, as the secondary, as the B squad.
You were the assistant to
the
regional
manager. I was
the
assistant to the main babysitter. She was there and she did a good job. And whenever the parents came to pick up the kids, they would always really interact with her. You know, I was just there to sing and dance. And usually they would talk to her, and if they owed money or anything like that, like she handled all of that. Okay.
Okay.
So she was always there, and my job was just to once again keep an eye on the kids and entertain them a little bit. There was not much to it, and I was paid minimum wage. So I did it for most of the semester. This is the first semester of my freshman year, and it was somewhere in that time, November-ish. And there was a day where the main sitter, she was unavailable. And the guy that ran the program, he's like, hey, Brenda.
Shout out.
He's like, Brenda, she's got a prior commitment, and she won't be here today. Can you take care of it? And I was like, all right, what's to do? And he's like, nothing, man. Just go in there, do your thing. And when the parents come, if they ask about payment or whatever, just say, well, she'll handle that later or something like
okay.
that.
Okay.
Oh, okay, cool. So I go in there, and we're in the basement of this area, and there's a bunch of kids in there, and they're just playing around, and I'm pretty tired. I'll admit that. And so there's a table. It's like a 6-foot-long table, just a portable table.
No, you didn't.
Yeah. So I'm laying on the table. All right. Oh, now, gosh. For the record, I wasn't sleeping, but I was laying down, and like I had my head up, perched up on my fist, like yeah. you know what I'm saying?
Like Jabba the Hutt pose.
Yeah, like a Burt Reynolds pose, you know, when he's laying on that bearskin mm-hmm. rug. You know what I'm talking about?
Keep going.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do.
That's the pose. And I was probably nodding off, but I wasn't sleeping. I wasn't sleeping. Parent comes in. All right.
Oh, gosh.
This parent walks in, and she's standing like right in front of me, like almost. Think of it if she had her arms crossed and she's staring at me and she's tapping her toe.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically her entire. And I was like, oh, hi. I'm like, open my. Oh, hey. And she's like, And I'm like, oh, your kid's over here. You know, she's ready to go or whatever. So, she doesn't say anything to me. Okay. But I could tell she's just ticked.
Oh, right? Yeah.
And I'm like, instead of saying something to me, of course, she goes and she complains. Now, they paid extra for this. Now, I think that's where she was upset, right? Like, I'm paying for this. Mm-hmm. And this kid is watching my kids, is sleeping on the job. Not cool.
Heaven, Jess.
And she goes and she tells the head guy. And now, once again, he's desperate for help, you know. So I was only there for like another couple weeks, and then school was going to be out for the semester and not pick up to the beginning of next year, and I was going to go home, and he brings me in the office. He's like, Shane, listen, yeah, we don't need you to come back, you know, next semester. I was like, oh, okay, you're not doing it or something. He's like, no, we're continuing with the program. We don't need you to come back. I was like, oh, okay, cool. Now, in my mind. Right.
Mm-hmm.
That I was more like laid off is what I'll use. Laid off. Like we don't need extra help and we don't need you to come back because, you know, we just can get away with one person. That's what in my mind. That's what I thought. Now, I leave it up to you. Was I fired?
I'm going to say no.
Yes. All
I'm going to say no. Your contract was not renewed.
My record is intact. I have not been fired. Thank you.
I don't know. Maybe you were.
Okay. Listen, that took way too much time because now I want to hear the story of when you, and I'm going to say, no, I'm going to reserve my judgment. But when I'm using air quotes when you were fired. Go ahead.
So I'm 16.
16.
I mean, I barely turned 16 and I went and got a job at McDonald's for $3.25 maybe at that time?
Oh,
$3.15 an hour.
$3.15. Wow. Terrible.
So I'm a cook. I'm in the back. It's a Sunday afternoon after church.
Okay.
The church crowd's already gone, so maybe 2, 3 o'clock. I mean, it is deader than a doornail in there. Okay. Nobody's there.
No.
So we're
This is in Nederland?
Nederland, Texas. Okay. McDonald's.
Got it.
So you're supposed to look like you're doing something.
Okay.
Oh, no, let me rephrase that. Okay. You are supposed to be doing something. I was pretending to do something because I didn't want the manager telling me a real job to do.
What were you pretending to do?
Pretending like I was cleaning. I was swinging this rag around and I'd touch the countertop and she'd walk around, look like I was cleaning everything.
Fair enough.
Grill,
fair enough.
I'm busy.
Here we go.
So they had this little knob. No jokes.
Okay, nope.
So I'm rattling this knob rattled back and forth.
Okay.
And it had like a glass piece running through the knob.
Like
and
a
it
glass rod?
It was a metal. Oh. A glass rod running through a metal pull handle.
Okay, got it.
So it was like a metal pull.
Okay.
And P-U-L-L, and it had the glass rod in.
Okay.
So you could click, and, you know, me with music. I'm singing music in my head. Music's come through the speakers, and I'm like click playing drums with this thing. You're turning it back and forth.
Click, 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 click. Just slightly turning it. Okay.
I'm doing a music beat.
Okay, sure, of course.
That glass rod breaks.
Okay.
And I hear this, boom, 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 boom. And as I'm scanning the kitchen from left to right, it's going all around me. All the different grease vats, the grills, there's this blue powder, like a pressurized blue powder that's exploding over the grills.
Okay.
I had set off the fire extinguisher system.
The fire suppressant system.
I think it's called a halon system or something. I don't remember the name. But it's all around me, blue powder, blue smoke.
How many other people are in the kitchen with you?
Maybe one.
Or just one other.
And then
in there.
One person out on the working the front.
Okay.
And then the manager comes, a little bit overweight lady, pulling her pants up, running out of the bathroom. She was in the bathroom in here because the alarm's going off now. The alarm's going off. She's running into the lobby. What the fuck's going on? And she did cuss.
Okay.
Which I thought that was a big deal myself.
Oh,
I'm like,
absolutely.
Setting off the fire alarm system or cussing.
Yeah, yeah.
So at the time, I thought that was worse.
And you knew immediately that was because of you, right?
Heaven, yes.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, it's like in slow motion as it snaps, I'm like, ooh, fudge. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you got the ooh food boom 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 and these different systems are just the tops are blowing, the bottoms are blowing off of, and blue powder's everywhere.
You got blue powder on you, I imagine.
Oh, it's everywhere. And I'm like, I don't know what's going on. I mean, I'm not admitting anything.
Oh, so you played
Oh,
nice.
I'm playing it off.
Nice.
I have no idea what set this off. So she asked the people who were in there, maybe it's one couple or something, them to leave.
Okay.
We locked the doors. They shut the McDonald's down.
Okay.
So we spent the next 2-3 hours cleaning up.
Okay. Okay.
And still, like, I'm not admitting anything.
Okay.
So the next day.
Oh, next day.
Next day.
The they shut down for the rest of the day.
No, I think they opened later that
evening.
Okay,
after a few hours after you cleaned up and got everything ready to go.
And this part I'm unclear. It may have been later that evening I got called back in. Because I was maybe working to 5
later that
or
evening or the next day? It's irrelevant.
I think it was later that evening.
Okay, we're going with that.
Because I went to church that night.
Okay,
so it was,
you'd gone home before
you'd, 6 o'clock.
You'd gone home and they said, Ken, I need you to come back in.
Maybe I worked, I think I worked probably lunch 11 to 3 or something like that.
Okay.
Let's say that's what it
all
was.
All right, let's say it.
So set it off. We cleaned it up. Time frame's unclear. We get a call.
Okay.
My stepdad answers the phone.
Okay.
And so he's like, we're going up to McDonald's.
Okay.
So my stepdad's went, and I'm like, I'm still playing it off, man.
Oh, yeah.
I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
So we get to McDonald's.
What?
We get to McDonald's.
Okay.
The regional manager had come.
Ooh, ooh.
It was probably out of Beaumont or somewhere.
Okay.
And there
big
is
time.
A
big Beaumont.
It looks like if you've been to CVS lately.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. CVS has the world's longest receipts. Like
they
you buy
do.
Two items and
oh
then,
my goodness. I mean it's 5 feet long.
I took one, I bought two items and it was longer than the wider than or longer than the width of my back
you
seat.
You could
of
jump
my car.
Rope with
yeah.
it. It's that
five
long.
5 feet.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they have a receipt. In my mind, this receipt was it was about the width of a CVS receipt,
okay.
and it was as long as a CVS
oh,
receipt.
Oh, no. Okay.
Itemized.
Okay.
The food, the cost of the estimated cost of having the place in it, because they had to change all the grease vats out.
Okay.
And, hey, let me tell you a little secret.
Okay.
McDonald's does not like to change the grease out. So
I don't want them to change the grease out.
So
that makes it good.
The
don't.
Fry vats, the grill, all the meat that had been had
okay.
stuff exposed to
okay.
it. So anything that was in that area in the kitchen area was destroyed.
Got it. Okay.
Food wise.
Okay.
Now the stuff in the freezer was fine, but okay. So there's an itemized list, and in my head I want to say like $3,600 something.
Ooh. Okay.
I mean it was for 19. Was this 80? How old were we? 89?
You had to be 89.
Yeah,
89. Yeah,
that's right. I mean, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, well, yeah, still a lot of money.
So the guy's looking at me and it's like, you know, if you continue working here, you know, yeah.
So they didn't like ask you, hey.
He said it kind of smart alecky.
Okay, like what?
Like, if you work here, we're going to keep your, you're not getting paid for the next 10 years.
Okay.
Keeping your money. Although, looking back on it, I don't know if they could have done that, but this is probably like a 22-year-old as the regional manager. I don't know.
So they were clear that you had caused it.
Yes.
That they did not talk to you about it? They didn't question
you?
No. So they're just like, we know you did. You did it, and you're not going to admit it, but we know you did it.
No,
so
he didn't even say that.
Wow.
And I'm looking at my stepdad, and he's like, or you can just leave.
Okay.
So we got up. My stepdad didn't say anything.
Okay.
We got up.
Okay.
Not that I remember. We just got up and left.
Oh, my goodness. And that was the end of
so
your McDonald's
career. That was the
career.
End of my McDonald's career. Now, a funny story.
Okay. Yes.
A few months later, my cousin, my cousin Jason.
Shout out.
Was Jason a little
S.
bit younger than me.
Okay.
So he turned 16 in June.
Okay.
Maybe June. So my birthday was in February. So this is probably February, March, somewhere
okay.
in there.
Okay.
And then, so he didn't turn 16 till June. So he goes... When you get hired at McDonald's, you had to go to Beaumont. They had like a warehouse.
The big city.
You go through, you know, a little bit of training, some videos.
Okay.
They give you the handbook, and then you get your uniforms.
Okay.
Okay. Like a big warehouse full of uniforms.
Okay.
So he said when he went there, they actually had put something in, either the video or the handout, about the Halon system now. Because
oh.
I don't remember any of that.
Okay. Okay.
Like,
okay.
I had no training on it.
okay.
Barely don't play with it.
Yeah. Right.
So
that's your legacy.
Yeah.
I mean, I
made some changes for
McDonald's.
I wonder if
they call it pulling a Ken. Don't pull a Ken.
Yeah, I don't know. But that was my that was my McDonald's career down the toilet.
I'm gonna make a ruling here and say that you were fired.
You think so?
100%. Now, they in fact encourage you to quit because they don't have to pay unemployment. If you quit and you're not fired, they don't have to worry about unemployment.
Maybe that's what it was. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe my stepdad had the wisdom like this is not even worth it.
If you're fired, you can file for unemployment. Now they can still deny.
Now, maybe that's
like they can make
sure,
a
they
case
can fight it,
and they could say no.
You know,
looking
back now, if my wife claims that she could get anybody off of anything in court.
Okay.
So. But she claims that, and looking back on it, if I wanted to push it, I could have claimed that I had no training. It was an accident.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's a lot of directions I could have went.
Yeah. Let's do it.
So, no, it's over.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Let's not do it.
No,
okay.
No.
Well, thank you for sharing that.
Did you like that story?
I love it. I've heard it before, but yes. I know our listeners will get a kick out of it because I absolutely love it.
Didn't,
it's pretty great.
Did BWC work?
Shout out.
Daycare?
No. Uh-uh.
Did y'all work together at the children's center?
No. Uh-uh. Why?
I'm combining stories.
You probably are. We did a few of those odd jobs, and people, like individuals, would call SNU, and they would say, hey, I need somebody to dig a ditch or whatever.
Yeah, I've done
and
some of
we,
that.
We did a few of those together, and I'm sure it's the one where, you know, as an older guy, he's like, oh, that boy's got a lot of quit in him or whatever. I don't remember him saying that. I don't remember that. I don't want to talk about it, but that's probably what you're remembering. I'm just referencing that one. But no, he did not work there. Now we started driving a school bus together.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great job. Talk about that some other time. All right, listen, that was fun. I've shared with the world now my most embarrassing moment, and I want to hear from other people.
For the record, the McDonald's was not the most embarrassing moment.
But your wedding, that's so interesting.
Yeah, it was scarring.
Okay. Now people know what your hot button is and they'll be able to press it easily. I want to hear from our listeners. And I want to hear
Scott J.
Shout out.
So just a short
hold on.
Okay.
I will hit you.
Physically?
Yes.
You don't have to. I mean, I don't know why you would hit him physically.
If he messes with me about that. I'm just telling people right now.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay. That's a threat on like a public.
That's fine.
That's not smart. Always tell me. You tell me all the time that I'm doing something stupid, right? Say it.
But
go ahead.
It's a threat. I said if he does this, so
I think
he has the
still,
choice
that's
to.
That's still
if.
A threat, a public threat, Ken.
Okay.
Jenny's going to have to get you off the charges. Yeah. Fortunately, you got her on your side. If someone has an embarrassing story they want to tell, I would love to hear about it. Give them a shout out or something like that. We don't have merchandise. I know popular podcasts, they have like merchandise and stuff. Hey, we'll send you a t-shirt or a mug or something.
We have a lot of stuff to work on.
Can we start out with like pens maybe? Something,
we're gonna
something
do t-shirts.
Super cheap.
I can't afford that. I've asked.
How are you going to pay for it?
No, the fans will have to pay for it.
Oh,
they're not free.
No, I want to give stuff out to fans if they submit something that's like that.
How about this podcast?
That's their gift?
Yes.
You're welcome.
It's free.
I know that. Ken, I still want to do
stick
something.
Stick that in your pipe and smoke it.
I'm going to look up some pens or something. I don't know. We'll think about it, but I'll send you a pen. And something I could send with a first-class stamp, a first-class 52 cent. What are stamps these days?
I don't know.
75
We've
cents?
We've gone off the rails.
I know we really have. I'm sorry. All right, listen. Hit us up on the social medias and share an embarrassing story. That'd be great. Or you can call or text me. I'd love to hear it. But anyway, thanks for listening. And now, without further ado, I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say what I normally say. I'm just going to say, here's our closing segment. Without further ado, it's time for
Music with Chicken.
Okay, and Shane, the Chicken has a song that he's going to do today that was released in 2011, I believe. I almost said 2003, but it's 2011.
Very different years.
Yeah, it's 2011.
Okay.
So here comes the Chicken. Hey, okay. Chicken, what's up? Bark, bark. You ready, Chicken? Bark. Okay, Shane, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, when you know it, say your name.
I don't want to say my name.
I'm just joking. Shut up. Chicken, let's hear it.
Bark, 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 bark. Bok 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 bok. Bok 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 bok. Bok 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 bok.
Thank you, Chicken. That was...
Thank you, Chicken.
Fantastic as always.
You think so?
Yes.
The Chicken was working hard this week. He was kind of keeping things
hidden.
You
don't think the Chicken sounded great?
I didn't get to hear the Chicken practice this week because I was busy, so...
Oh, you and the Chicken practice together?
No, I hear the Chicken lives in my house and the Chicken coop.
Oh, he lives with you. I didn't know that.
Yes, in the backyard.
I did not... I don't think you're allowed to have chickens in Edmond, Ken.
This is one special.
Wow. Now, if you move to Bethany, you can do anything you want in Bethany.
The coop looks like, looks like it's part of the house.
Oh.
So, yeah, you really can't tell.
That's smart. I didn't know that. I learned something new every day. Okay.
What's the guess?
Title, Stronger?
Bing!
Yes. Yes. Boom. Artist? Kelly Clarkson?
Bing!
Oh, wow. Wow, I pulled that out of nowhere. I wanted to say Katy Perry. Are you sure it's not Katy Perry?
Dude, you got the win. Let's
Are they the same
that.
Person?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay, I believe you. I've never seen the two of them together, so I don't know.
Until next time.
No. Stop. You don't get to say that. Okay. I get to say it. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. We went a little long today.
Housekeeping.
That's for Shane L.
Shout out.
So if you're binging it, it just buys you that much.
Housekeeping.
He was driving. So like if you're driving somewhere, I'm buying you that much more time that you're not having to think about the slow car in front of you.
Yeah, I mean, when he told you he was binging so much, he drove to Chicago, Illinois and back just so he could get all the episodes in. Then you're like, Shane, I mean, let's dial it back a little bit.
Yeah.
It'll be there.
Yeah. Yeah. No. I tell you what, I'm gonna get him as a sponsor or something.
Okay,
he's an architect. He's got a little firm or something. Oh yeah, Shane, we're available. Just letting you know. Anywho, thanks for listening. As always, I hope you enjoyed it as we did. And until next time.